Hi, I'm Candice McClure, and you are listening to Life Minute TV.
South African-born beauty Candice McClure has worked with some of Hollywood's best. Now she's winning over audiences on Virgin River, Netflix's longest-running and most streamed original, already renewed for season 8. I had a great time speaking with her recently about Kaya's journey on the hit series, her real-life fairy tale love story, and more. This is a Life Minute with Candice McClure.
Thanks for joining us on Life Minute. It's so great to have you.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm really enjoying you on Virgin River.
Oh,
You're
thank
so
you. That means so
good.
much. Yeah, I really, coming onto a show that's already so established, you always kind of are curious about the audience's reception to you, and it's been so warm and really, really happy about it.
Well, what's it like playing Kaya?
I love Kaya. She really was just an answer to kind of an actor's prayer for me at the time. I'd spent so much time kind of crying and dying in my career, being on the certain kinds of shows that I was on. And I just really wanted to play a woman who had her own purpose and volition and wasn't necessarily defined by her relationships early on and was seeking herself because, in a way, that's where I was at the time. So she was a great gift.
And it seems like she's really getting comfy in Virgin River.
Well, it's an
Well,
easy place to get comfortable in.
yes. And her man Preacher is kind of seems like he wants to get out of there a little bit.
Well, I guess that's the trick of it, right? You can't be happy for too long on television. But no, I love that. You know, she's come from this worldly, expansive place, and then she kind of descends into the warmth and closeness of this town. Then the person that's this real steadfast pillar of the community is looking more towards expansion and, seeing what else life has for him. And it's about finding that balance of how she supports him but doesn't lose herself. And well, she questions, of course, always her choices.
For those who haven't seen season 7 yet, tell us a little
Oh.
bit about it. Of course, I saw it, but in about like 2 nights, I binged it.
Well, I mean, some of our audience members are so incredible. They watch the show 2 and 3 times, and I kind of understand it. I mean, we watch it multiple times because you get kind of different layers. But season 7 sees Preacher and Kaya really have come through the storm of the previous season, of course, celebrating the joy of Mel and Jack's wedding. It's really starting the season off in a real high and cozy place, but then, of course, the relationship evolves, and Kaya deals with some feelings of jealousy, which are very unfamiliar, and this question of, where do I end and the relationship begins, and is love really enough to keep me there? It seems Kaya is, so fearless about running into fires, but her fear really sits in relationships and maybe about love.
I thought maybe something was going to happen a little bit with Brady.
Oh, yes. Honestly, it just never crossed my mind. Never crossed my mind. I've had a couple people say it actually, but I actually really loved the Brady Kaya friendship this season. To me, I thought it was a great representation of friendship that these two people don't have an association to each other's pasts. They don't know where they've come from. They've only met them in this moment and take each other in just on that basis and understand each other. They're both a bit sort of flawed and restless and kind of putting their foot in it every now and again. So,
Yeah, I like the friendship too. And then what
yeah.
about season 8? That's coming,
It's
right?
coming. Yes, we're greenlit. We've got scripts. It's very exciting. I personally, I can't speak for anyone else, although I'm sure they would say the same. I'm just r really eager to get back to it. Not least because we know that you guys wait for it. And of course, we want to give it to you. We want to keep telling the story, but also for us, that we get to get back together. We all scatter after the season. We all go to different parts of the globe and do different things. So I just really miss being with them. We are kind of a little town, in
Oh,
ourselves. Yeah.
little family. Oh, that's nice. I was going to say, what is the rest of the cast like? I interviewed Ben a couple months ago, and he said the same thing. Everybody's like a little family, but what do you say?
I say the same thing. I mean, as you say, I did come into it later on, and so there's this kind of, oh, well, what's the culture like on this set? But it's lovely. And I mean, most importantly, it is the story first. And I think that's a great signifier of really positive on-set culture is when the story is the main character, full stop, that we are there in service to it, and everything we do is about that. It really excludes a lot of kind of, I don't know, bad behavior that you see on other sets, I think.
Definitely.
We're all just really hardworking and really happy to be there because of the fans. You know, it is palpable who we are telling the story for and who we are telling the story to. And the fandom and the viewers are real presences in everything that we do on set. It really clarifies things, I think.
That's nice. And you said it was such a nice change to be on the show. So tell me about that a little bit more.
As I said, I'd spent a lot of my career doing sort of thriller and horror. And I mean, there were moments, sci-fi has the possibility of positive moments, but none of the shows that I've been on. yeah, there was just a lot of, like I said, a lot of crying and dying. I've died so many ways. And I got to the point in my career and I said to my agent, I just psychologically cannot carry it. I need some, like, positivity. I need some
Wow.
volition. I need some different psychological landscape because you know the residuals of that character kind of live with you of those worlds because you believe it, right? You're in it. And I wanted to feel brave and funny and flawed, but that I could figure it out. You know, that's who I wanted to. That's how I felt in myself and something that I wanted to express in my work. Like I said, Caio is such a gift.
That's so
Yeah.
cool. It's so interesting. You've worked with a lot of heavy hitters along the
Yeah.
way. Stanley Tucci, Jeff Bridges, Julianne Moore,
Julianne
on and
Moore.
on. Did you learn anything, you know, from anybody or any have any memories for with anybody you've worked with along the way?
Oh, gosh. So, I mean, I learned so much. You know, in particular, the movie that I did with Jeff Bridges and Julianne Moore, and of course, it was this big sort of sci-fi epic with these massive built sets and all these wardrobes and costumes. And I'm unrecognizable in it because I'm so deep in costume. But I did have some incredible scenes with them, with Julianne Moore. And I would sit on set and even and watch the process. I remember with Jeff Bridges, he was so prepared. He would come to set with this giant binder, but so soft-spoken in that it's not that he came on with ideas about we are doing this, this is how it's going to go. It was an offering. How about this? I was thinking about that. That really spoke to me the knowledge of the collaborative nature of what we do. You know, I'm offering this to the collective. Let's see how it works. And with Julianne Moore, it was the most extraordinary thing I've actually ever witnessed because in between takes, she would be sort of chatting about, like, we're going out to dinner, my family's in from somewhere, you know, we're doing this on the weekend, like, very ordinary, so down to earth and incredibly warm. But the minute the camera turned on, it was like a light bulb that she just turned up. It was like the dial just, and you could feel her from so much further away. It really was like this internal light that really she just had this capacity to kind of turn on and turn off. I've always been in awe of that, and I didn't quite have the courage to ask her, well, how do you do it? I
Oh.
mean, talent is so much a part of it, but endless lessons just sitting on set and watching these great, great performers work.
So interesting. What about Nick Jonas? What was he like?
Oh, you know, when I met him, he was just starting his acting career. I think it was one of the first movies that he did. He's such a thoughtful, well, young person at the time. I know he was transitioning sort of from music into movies, and it felt as though the way he approached that was kind of with this beginner mind, the spirit of learning, and kind of like, how does this work? Do we do this? Can we? It was my first day on set, and he kind of saddled up. Oh, hey, how you doing? You know, who do you play? I'm like, I'm the insurance agent. I'll be interviewing you in this scene. And he asked me at the time. He was like, oh, so do you know your lines? And at the moment, I was like taken aback. I was like, yeah, of course I know my lines.
Yeah, he's
Obviously, I know my lines. It's like, two-thirds of your job is to know your lines. What I think it was is that he wanted to practice his lines. You know, he wanted the opportunity to kind of put it on its feet before the cameras came up so he could have a real understanding of what he was doing. That was my read on it anyway. But he was lovely. He would take us out to dinner. He'd play his guitar in between takes. You'd see him like throwing the football around with the person that was with him. He was lovely and warm, except going out to dinner with him was kind of a chore because they'd have to black out the windows in the restaurant because there were just like screaming young women outside. And he was always so graceful with them. Gracious, I should say. He went outside, he had endless time, he signed autographs and stood for pictures, and just a really humble person when I met him.
What
Yeah.
about
Sorry,
you?
no terrible stories. I wish
Yeah,
I I'm trying to
good.
think
Happy
if I've
New
ever
Year.
had a negative interaction. I don't know. Yeah, there have been some challenging days on, not on this set, but on previous times in my life. But I really have to say the dominant culture that I've found on sets has really been one of a real work ethic. And maybe that's just being in Canada or something. I don't
Did you always know you wanted to act?
No.
What did you want to do or think you were going to do?
I thought I was going to go into medicine like my grandfather.
Wow. And
Yeah,
what happened?
I wanted to deliver babies. I thought, oh,
Wow.
that was his job, and I thought it was like the most miraculous thing to, help
It
bring
is.
life into the world. I come from a place where I just didn't consider that an option for a career. Like, I just didn't have any avenues towards it. I knew it was something that I was natural in me. I was a very expressive kid. My mom put me like in clown classes, just to kind of burn off some steam, but I didn't see a path that I knew was academia. But coming to Canada and kind of being exposed to different things, it really was a stroke of luck, honestly, Joanna. Somebody needed an actor for a play, and I just happened to be the right casting, and they gave me a shot, and I did it. And that led to an agent, which led to a movie, which led to a series, which every year I kept saying, oh, I'll go back to school, I'll go back to school. And I just never did.
Good. Well, I'm glad.
Maybe now I'll go back to school. I don't know.
Deliver some kids, in your
Never did.
spare
No,
time.
it's a bit, I think it's a bit late for that.
And you're from South Africa originally,
Yes.
right?
Yes.
And
Yeah.
Canada too.
Born in South Africa, I immigrated to Canada sort of in my early teens. I spent some
Wow.
time going back and forth because I really missed it, and I missed my friends, and we go back quite a bit. My husband is also South African, and so our family's still there, and we try and keep really connected to home, to a sense of home.
Do they all watch Virgin River?
Virgin River is actually the one show that has broken through for me in South Africa. 28 years in a business, and my aunties would always be like, "Oh, it's okay. One day you'll get there. You'll get." But now they watch Virgin River. They're like, "Ah,
Oh, great.
that's my niece."
That's so funny. Well, it's so huge, the most streamed and longest running original series. It's amazing.
Isn't
And
it
I forget
incredible?
that you came later because it seems like you've always been there. I really
Thank
love
you for
Toronto.
saying it.
Really,
That's
really.
it. I really love
You're
it.
really wonderful.
I think that Kaya really represents, because there are so many key representations of different kinds of women, women that come from different stages in their lives and different kinds of relationships and have different viewpoints in the world and, all strong and all about their own lives, just from these different perspectives. And I think, Kaya came in a little hot, pardon the pun. And there was a little bit of kind of friction just in terms of her having come out of this relationship and kind of coming from a failed relationship and being this sort of lone wolf kind of figure. But I really think it was an important type of woman, type of outlook to represent, that fierce independence, that hyper independent kind of person. And the bravery, yeah, and then the foolishness. But maybe that's just me. Maybe that's what I give to Kaya.
You do it well.
I really love her. Yeah, and I got to run
Oh,
around
we
this
love you.
season and kind of fill my boots with memories of how she used to be. I was like, oh yeah, this is her. This is how I came to know her. This is Kaya. Yeah.
So cool. Good for you. And you're just so beautiful. You're so beautiful to watch.
Oh.
What are your skincare regimens?
Oh my goodness. Somebody asked me this yesterday. Because I'm on set so much and they do put quite a bit of product on my face in the downtimes, I actually tend to use very little. But since we are women of a certain age, And now I decided to upgrade my skincare routine, so that's good. So I've learned about the vitamin C serum and the peptides. I've got some of those. Pityox. There's a company called
Oh,
SkinCeuticals
yeah, sure. Yeah.
that my dermatologist recommended. So I have quite a few of their products. They gave me retinol cream, but really I just use it for zits. I don't think I'm supposed to.
What's
I'm not really
this?
supposed to.
I
I
don't
think
see
I'm doing it
any.
wrong. I'm pretty sure. They've got a great sunscreen, of course, but that was really, I mean, for the longest time it was like coconut oil. You know what I mean? Or whatever they gave me from Set or whatever I picked up like in gift baskets or the things that people would give me. I really wasn't paying attention. But yeah, now we've gotten a little more sophisticated.
Sophisticated.
Yes.
You really have beautiful skin.
Jeans, I think. Yeah, it's
Yes.
grateful.
What about your workout routine? How do you stay fit?
Oh, yes. Well, Kaya has demanded a real increase in my physical activity. Absolutely. I think it's really important for me to play her to feel quite strong in my body. I strength train. I lift as heavy as I possibly can, 2 or 3 times a week. I do need a trainer for that, I have to admit, because I will not lift as heavy on my own as he helps me with. So shout out to Nicholas. And then I run and I walk. D just depends on kind of TMI, but like where I am in the cycle, if you know. If you know, you know. My husband and I really love to walk together. I know it's such a simple thing, but we go on really long, like 10, 15, 20K hikes. He'll
That's great.
take me up a mountain and down a river and wherever. It's great not thinking about where I'm going. I just follow him. He's the man with the map. He's very, very good at that. And then, you know, some yoga, Pilates, hot yoga, something to just stretch the muscles out and kind of calm down. Again, as you progress in life and you learn more about what your body needs, it's like you need that strength, you need that real capacity, but you also got to keep your system calm and your nervous system regulated. So hot yoga really does that for me. I love the sauna. It's the treat at the end of the workout is that I get to lie in the sauna for 30 minutes. I gratefully have a sauna not only at my gym but at our community center that we use quite a bit. It's a great facility. But I have the sauna blanket where like you wrap yourself up like a burrito and it's the greatest thing.
Wow, I need to
You
do
know?
that.
Yeah. I think the
Cute.
company is called Higher Dose, not endorsed. Just I've had it literally for 10 years and
Oh,
it's
wow.
I love it. I'm sure
That's
there's
so
newer
cool.
versions, but it works. It's sitting under my bed.
What do you like to do when you're not working or not working out?
When I'm not, actually,
It
that takes up quite a bit of time, I have to say.
does.
I know it's such a trendy thing and everybody does it, but I really am a gardener. I really do. I've got a little container garden on my balcony that I call my kitchen garden. And then I have two allotment rows at my mother's community garden. I really try and set myself a goal every year, but I love it. I love it so much. I love starting the seeds in the dead of winter when it's cold and there's nothing going on, but you can have this little bit of green and the promise of what summer will be. Every year I have a different focus. Last year it was corn and squash, and this year it is beans and leeks.
I love
And
that.
I spend a lot of time planning it and researching it and cataloging my peppers and growing different varieties. And I have a fruit every year. Last year it was huckleberries. This year it's gooseberries. I'm growing turmeric. There's certain things that I just loathe to buy because I can grow them. So like ginger and turmeric and green onions and lettuce and celery and these kinds of things. I just love it. I love being able to pop out and grab something for a salad and or whatever it is. I find it just nourishes me in so many different ways.
I love
What was that trend going around where it's like, why don't you get your nails done? It's like because they're full of dirt.
that. Amazing. How did you get a green thumb? Like, did it just come naturally or
No, I think there were kind of two things. My grandmother, who raised me for a lot of my life and whom I was very close to, she passed a couple of years ago, but she always kept a kitchen garden. Now, for her, she grew up in the Depression, so it was just like a mechanism of food security and thrift and economy. She would buy a butternut squash, and then we'd have butternut squash because she'd just keep planting the seeds. You know, ends of celery or pepper seeds or tomato seeds. She never bought seeds. I never saw her buy seeds in her life, but she always had a garden. And I would play in it endlessly when I was a kid. It was one of my favorite things to do. And then some years ago, I had gone through a kind of difficult time in my life. My previous relationship ended on not great terms, and I found myself back at my mom's house for a period of time. But that's what I would do. I would get up in the morning and I would go and sit in her community garden. I'd go and take my coffee and do my meditation in the garden. Just watching the garden change and grow over the seasons, the dead of winter to the height of summer. And it became a real metaphor for kind of what I was going through at the time, that I had experienced this loss, that I was felt quite low, but there was always this promise that things will grow again, you know, that seeds start underground, that you can begin again. And I do love that about the garden. The lessons take a year to learn. If you mess something up with your soil, or you plant it in the wrong place or next to something, you learn that lesson over the season and you try again the next time. And I really held on to that. And it really helped me through a very difficult time. And now it just brings me joy.
I love that. Okay, what's your favorite comfort food?
Oh man, hold
Are you
on. It's something
ever
my husband makes me
bad?
because he does all the cooking.
Oh.
Oh, I know, he's the sweetest. One of the things he makes right now, and he spends like 2 days doing it, and I love him so much for it, is he makes beef broth, but he puts like oxtail and tendons and
My
all these
God.
things, and he makes it so concentrated and rich, and strains it out and makes it so clear and delicious. And it's like the most nourishing, it's like a cup of love. He knows when I'm sort of feeling a bit burnt out, or if I've got a busy schedule and I'm getting a bit taxed, he'll quietly like go and make the bone broth, and I'll just have it in the fridge and I eat it. I drink it every morning. I know that's not a super
Amazing.
exciting thing, but it
No,
is,
it's great.
it's a, I really look forward to it. I never ask him
It's so
because
good for you.
it's so labor intensive, but whenever he does it, I really appreciate it. I've been married to Clarence since 2024. So yeah,
Oh,
no, not
not
long at
sure I'm
all.
married much longer.
We've just known each other for 30 years. We used to be boyfriend and
Long
girlfriend when we
time.
were teenagers. He immigrated to the UK and I immigrated to Canada, and so we lost touch. We would always sort of keep in touch. I'm still very close with his sisters and his mom. I always dropped in on them and visited whenever I was in South Africa. They're such a lovely family. I adore them. But I didn't see him for a long time. But you know, major events, we would check in on each other. Anything happening in the family, we'd say hello. But I didn't see him for so many years. And then a few years ago now, I planned a trip to Europe, and I have cousins in London and my uncles in Denmark, and I have some other family in Holland. And so I was doing this European adventure because I was sort of at odds and ends. And I was like, oh, right, he's in London. Maybe he's still there. Now, I just, you know, I figured he was married with kids and a dog. And I mean, he's such a catch. I got a hold of him and we reconnected. He met me at the Victoria train station, and we went to the pub. And it was like no time had passed. I remembered that there was no reason we weren't together except life and, you know, journeys. We guess had to go and live our own lives, but that was it.
My
That
God.
lunch at the pub at the Prospect of Whitby in St. Catherine's Docks,
Amazing.
that was it. I spent a couple weeks with him in London. I didn't go anywhere else. I canceled all my train tickets. And then I got a call for for the Virgin River audition. So I came back to Canada and we talked every day. He would say good morning to me and good night, and we would talk for hours. And then I went back to see him. We went to South Africa together. He came here to visit, and on a trip to South Africa, he proposed on the pier where we went on our first date.
My God.
I
Which was,
know.
how old were you when you had your first date?
I was 15 and
Oh
he
my
was 17, 16,
God.
17. We're about a year and a half apart.
What a
Yeah.
beautiful love story. I
I
love
know. I can't
that.
believe it myself, actually.
Oh.
Sometimes I say to him all the time, I'm like, "Are you real?"
The universe just came to you,
A
right?
lot. No, I did. I remember
Oh.
having that moment, Joanne. I'd come back from London. I had tested for Virgin River and I was about to go on to this show. And I was sitting in my apartment. The sun was shining. And I thought to myself, did all my dreams just come true?
Amazing.
Did all my dreams just come true in the matter of, a couple of weeks? Did I really just get everything I asked for? I'll take it. I'll take
Beautiful.
it.
The real
Yeah.
life Virgin River of
The
sorts.
kind of, it
Aww.
can happen. It can happen to you.
Oh, it couldn't happen to a better person. That's
Oh,
beautiful. I'm
thank
so
you.
happy for you.
Thank
Aww.
you. It really is a wonderful life. It's simple
Aww.
and peaceful and so full of
Beautiful.
joy.
Beautiful. What's next for you?
My life is all Virgin River right now. We are imminently coming up on going back to set, so I've upped my training. I'm really excited about my arc this season. I think there's so much good stuff in there. I think the show just increases in depth and continues to stretch all of us kind of artistically. So I'm just all in. I'm 100% in, and I got to get these plants into the garden before I get back to set.
I love it. Well, you are just delightful. Well, I can't wait to watch season 8, and thank you so much. You're so such a beautiful person.
Oh,
I
it's my
wish you more
pleasure.
wonderful things.
I hope to see you again. Thank
Yay!
you so much, Joanne.
Me too.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv.